Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Good evening, you're listening to WMUC News' weekly roundup for February 16th, 2026 on WMUC-FM College Park. I'm Danny Chungafung. Tonight we'll heat up with a story about a city official's criminal charges before cooling down with the local faces competing in Italy. But first, Governor Wes Moore delivered his fourth State of the State address on Wednesday, focusing on affordability for Marylanders and pushing for congressional redistricting. Moore called on the Maryland Senate to vote on congressional redistricting, saying Maryland needs to be a part of the national conversation like other Democratic states. Democrat Senate President Bill Ferguson opposes the redistricting bill, which has already passed in the House of Delegates. The governor also spoke about the impact caused by the federal government, saying more than 25,000 Marylanders have lost their federal jobs since President Donald Trump took office last year. Republican Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey called Moore's speech uninspiring and said Moore didn't speak to all Marylanders. Former Laurel Police Chief was sentenced to 55 years in prison on Sunday after pleading guilty to 3 counts of arson from 2016 to 2020. David Michael Crawford, a 74-year-old man from Ellicott City, is already serving 8 life sentences and 75 years in prison after being charged with attempted murder and arson in 2021. According to State Attorney John McCarthy, in the past, Crawford targeted those he had disputes with, like former Laurel Deputy City Administrator Martin Fleming. According to NBC Washington, the recent charges reflect fires he set in the homes of his own family members, one of them being Crawford's stepson Justin Sherstrom, whose home was set fire to multiple times. According to his attorney, Crawford has apologized to the victims, but is expected to spend the rest of his life behind bars. The 2026 Winter Olympics are in full swing, and the games feature a few athletes with local ties. The most notable is DMV figure skater Ilya Malinin. Known as the Quad God, Malinin does the majority of his training in Northern Virginia and is a current student at George Mason in his hometown of Fairfax. He earned a gold medal in the free skating team event, scoring just over 200 points in his personal section to secure 10 points for Team USA en route to its gold medal. Other local athletes include four-man bobsleigh members Brian Sosu and Karsten Vissering. Sosu is from Laurel and Vissering is from Bethesda. The pair will be half of Team USA's crew in the four-man bobsleigh race Wednesday. And now it's time for your Terp Sports Recap. The number one ranked men's lacrosse team lost on the road Friday, dropping its matchup against number two Syracuse. The Orange knocked off the Terps 11-9, avenging Syracuse's semifinal loss in the NCAA tournament to Maryland last spring. Junior Elijah Stobaugh had a hat trick for UMD, including a tally early in the fourth quarter to bring Maryland within one. But the Terps' comeback effort fell just short, and UMD will look to bounce back against number three Princeton on Saturday. The number 6-ranked women's lacrosse team put up an offensive explosion Saturday, dismantling number 12 Virginia 17-9 in College Park. Corey Edmondson led the Terps with 4 goals, while Keely Block and Jordan Lipkin each had a hat trick. Junior goalkeeper J.J. Soriano made 13 saves in net to help defend a Maryland win. The Terps, now 2-0, look to stay perfect in 2026 when they travel to Georgetown for a game on Wednesday. The men's basketball team dropped its lone game last week, falling 68-57 at the hands of Rutgers on Sunday. The Terps shot just 33% from the field Sunday, including an extremely low 7 for 30 from three-point range. The Scarlet Knights held Diggy Coit to just 12 points, one of the lowest totals for Maryland's offensive star this season. Now 10-15 with a 3-11 mark in conference play, the Terps will travel to Northwestern for another Big Ten game on Wednesday. The number 20 ranked women's basketball team earned two wins last week, beating Big Ten basement dweller Penn State at home on Thursday before securing a 19-point come-from-behind victory over number 8 Ohio State on the road Sunday. The Terps' wild 76-75 win over the Buckeyes marked the largest comeback win for Coach Brenda Freeze in her 23 seasons leading UMD. Maryland iced the game late when senior Sailor Poffenbarger hit a three-pointer from the Ohio State logo just over half court late in the fourth quarter. The Terps, now on a four-game win streak, have another conference game against Purdue on Sunday. That concludes a Terp Sports Recap, and that's it for your weekly roundup. I'm Danny Chungafung. You're listening to WMUC 90.5, where college radio is good radio. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WMUC Radio News and like us on Facebook. This show is directed by Elizabeth Polo, produced by Alex Taylor, Alicia Colgrove, Ryan J. Ross, Emma Levine, and our senior producer, Rianne Evans. Contributors to this week's show include Ryan J. Ross, Alicia Colgrove, and our lead sports writer, Andy Parr.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need it. Baby, give me your dangerous. I'm loving it.
With the taste of your lips, I Baby, can't you see I'm calling?
Silence is making me nostalgic. Two sizes big, your shirt in my apartment. Oh, we were kids, but that don't make this less hard. If I could fly, I doubt I'd even do it. I'd probably get high and crash into something stupid. You made Ohio feel just like Central Park. Little rednecks get drunk on a dirt road. Deficit kids in their gym clothes. Paper bags drift wherever the wind blows, and mine's full of receipts. Ooh, this town's for the record now. The intersection got a target, and they're calling it downtown. Wish I could shut it in a closet and drag you back down. Gave me your word and now I can't pronounce it. No thing so sure that I can't learn to doubt it. Now this state bird sings our song so out of key. Little rednecks get drunk on a dirt road. Attention deficit kids in their gym clothes. Paper bags drift wherever the wind blows, and mine's full of receipts. Deficit kids in their gym clothes. Paper bags drift wherever the wind blows, and mine's full of receipts. Ooh, this town's for the record now. The intersection got a target, and they're calling it downtown. Perspective now. Wish I could shut it in a closet and drag you back down. And drag you back down.
coaster. Not easy letting go of the one. I'm not sleepy, I won't hex ya. But my voice may surely vex ya. For that I'm sorry. I just wanna love ya, but you won't let me. Cause I miss you.
I think that's why I love you so much. I just had to call you first on my new phone. I love you. Y'all have a blast. Bye.
Secret love, secret love, secret love, love. What's in a name? What's in a name? What's in a name?
Blue, new, my baby. Who knew the hard times were the good old days? lot to say.
Yeah, because I don't
wanted agree. You because you wanted me.
Always like the
just say you want a lot.
Texas, I can tell by the way he's two-stepping round the room, and judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do. Can tell. Come on, baby. Oh, just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee.
Hello. It is 5:30 and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park Radio. That was the number one Billboard Hot 100 song, Choosin' Texas by Ella Langley. I'm WMUC news producer Carrie Ann, and today I'm here to drop the latest on all things pop culture. This week, we're going to be giving you some coverage on the Winter Olympics and some new movie releases right now. And, of course, we've got great music in store for you, but first let's break the ice with these sports. So, it is day 10 of the Milano Cortina Winter Olympics. Right now, Norway is in the lead, having earned 12 gold medals and 28 total. The host country, Italy, is coming in at a close second with 22 medals earned, which is now their national record. Some other nations in the lead include the United States, Netherlands, Sweden, Austria, and Switzerland, but that is only to name a few. However, the excitement surrounding these events is not only just because of the talent displayed, but the drama as well. There has been quite a bit of curling controversy these past few days, specifically this last weekend. 2 days in a row, starting this past Friday on February 13th, Canada's curling teams were accused of cheating because they supposedly double-touched the curling stone after their release. What has kept this news up in the air is partially due to the fact that there is no video replay system for world curling, so the debate has led to solely word of mouth from teams. The same day, Canada's women's team was also accused of cheating. Great Britain's team was as well, which drew out the debate even more. However, athletes touching the curling stone is not the only thing that's happened one too many times. There have also been regular falls on the ice during skating performances. The final straw arose when USA, quote-unquote, superstar Ilya Malinin fell twice. He blamed this on stress rather than the ice, but many skaters have been describing the rink as soft and slushy, which has been negatively affecting their skills. So, enough of the negatives and drama. Let's talk about it. Unfortunately, I don't have anyone here with me today to answer some curiosities and questions that I may have because I have not personally been keeping up with the Olympics. I told myself that I would start watching it and keep up with everything because I really do enjoy the winter sports more than the summer ones, and I think I said that last week probably. However, I just have not had the time in my day to keep up with it, which is unfortunate because I've heard bits and pieces of the drama online, and I think it is very interesting. However, I don't know enough about the specifics of the Olympics to know whether it's likely that teams are cheating or there is something wrong with the ice out there, and of course, a plethora of other things that I'm sure are going on in Italy right now. However, I have a very close friend who actually trained for the Olympics the past 4 or 5 years of her life and did not end up sticking through with it. But she is very invested in the Olympics. So some of my facts today, I heard from her before I began researching them myself and scrolling social media about them because it's something that she's very invested in. So it's definitely interesting. It's definitely something fun to keep tabs on. I have quite a few professors that have been talking about the Olympics, especially because I'm a journalism major and I'm involved in some media classes that kind of force us to talk about it almost since it's relevant in the news. But, you know, they are on day 10 right now. I think we have 6 days left of the Olympics. So maybe next week we'll do a little tidbit on them as well just to see where they ended up. But it is time for a quick music break. Here is Man I Need by Olivia Dean. Best friend. All right. Thank you for sticking with me. Now let's look into some trending movies right now. So, Wuthering Heights officially released 3 days ago on Friday, February 13th. The film, starring Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi, has also caused some controversy, however, not the same as what's going on ice in Italy. But some people are saying it has prioritized aesthetics and style over the depth of the original novel and movie, while others have argued that it was reimagined very well. Currently, it's rated 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb and 2.9 out of 5 on Letterboxd. The appeal of the movie may be altered depending on someone's perception of a, quote, good movie and the perception of a true form of art. But some of the most popular reviews on IMDb describe the movie as, quote, visually appealing but disjointed, end quote, with too much of a focus on atmosphere and style rather than true substance. And the disapproval of Wuthering Heights has raised more conversation about whether movies should ever be reimagined at all, or if classics should simply be left alone. This also extends into once-animated movies being reimagined into live-action films. Two examples that will be coming out in 2026 are two princess movies, Tangled and Moana, starring Tegan Croft and Milo Manham, and Catherine Ligaia and Dwayne Johnson, respectively. So this, to me, this is really interesting. I actually enjoy talking about this topic with people. I have not seen the original or the new Wuthering Heights. However, I've heard from a lot of people that have seen it that they are quite disappointed because, in a sense, the movie chose, like I said, an aesthetic route rather than keeping true to the original movie. And I think that holds true for a lot of remakes of movies, in my opinion. I definitely have watched some reimagined movies that have held up to the standard, if not, you know, set the bar even higher. However, I think more often than not, the movies kind of disappoint. Except, who am I to say? Because that is coming from someone who doesn't watch too many movies. I'm not really well-versed in the classics as much as some other people that I know. But, I don't know, I don't plan on watching Wuthering Heights. However, I would be interested in seeing live-action Tangled and probably Moana. But that's, in a sense, a whole new can of worms because, again, it's from animation to live action, which is a very different concept. And in my opinion, I don't know if that's something that Disney and Pixar and such should be toggling in. I think the beauty of a lot of Disney movies is the simplicity of them, and reimagining them to make them live action films takes away from that a little bit, in my opinion. And I think, you know, when I think of Disney, I think of my childhood. I'm not necessarily watching a ton of Disney movies present day unless I'm in the mood for them. But I think taking away the animation also takes away the youthful aspect of the movie. Feel free to agree, disagree. However, for me, there's no one here with me to agree or disagree. But I think at the end of the day, I prefer the older classic movies staying true to the classics and not being reimagined because, again, it just takes away from the original. Like, I wouldn't want any movie that I do enjoy that's a classic being reimagined, and I think that leads to people kind of forgetting about the original one. I know that it's been, not that it's going to happen anytime soon, but it's been in discussion that The Wizard of Oz will someday be recreated and refilmed. That was in the talks when the second Wicked movie came out, which was 2 or 3 months ago. And not that I'm a big fan of the original Wizard of Oz, and obviously that movie and the behind the scenes is a ton to unpack. But again, I think it takes away from the beauty of the original film. I don't know. Some things should be left alone, in my opinion. But moving away from that note, It's time for a music break. Here is Chains of Love by Charlie XCX. Charlie XCX was actually one of the only artists that had songs on the newest movie, Wuthering Heights, which is interesting. She actually has an entire album just for the movie. So here is Chains of Love.
I'd rather lay down in thorns, I'd rather drown in a stream, I'd rather let myself on fire, I'd rather wear all these scars, I'd rather watch my skin bleed in the eye of your storm.
All right, thank you again for sticking with me. Unfortunately, today I have no Drop the Pop quiz, so that is actually all that I have for us this week. I am Carrie. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in to WMUC News every Monday at 5 p.m. and Drop the Pop every Monday at 5:30 p.m. on 90.5 FM or visit WMUC-FM at WMUC.umd.edu. We're leaving you today with Back to Friends by Somber, which is another one that has been at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 charts for quite a few weeks now. Until then, enjoy your Monday. I hope your week is off to an amazing start. If not, I hope it gets better. And if you're not really tired of my voice yet, I will be over in digital playing my own music from 6 to 7. So I will either see you next week or in just a few minutes. And until then, again, enjoy the rest of your week. This has been Drop the Pop. Thank you so much.
Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate.